It is not in the nature of Miroslav Janek to make plans. The film director and editor believes in coincidence. Things happen, days go by, and bring along the subject of his documentaries. The very last coincidence happened when he was invited to take a look at the lives of Czech orphans. It led to the short movie Chačipe. This meaningless word was made up by children from a Czech orphanage, who are the film's stars and also co-directors. This is how Lukáš, one of the orphans, starts the movie.
O klukovi, který byl v dětský domově. Jednou byl na světě jeden malý kluk, který...
This is a story about a boy from an orphanage. There was a little boy who was called Lukášek. He was 3 years old when somebody knocked on the door. His mother opened the door. There was a lady from the social services. She told the mum that her child had to go to an orphanage. Lukáš felt like a statue. In a few minutes, he was in an orphanage and he was thinking of his mother.
Many of the children have had similar traumatic experiences, but in some ways they can count themselves lucky. They have a good and strong relationship with the so-called aunts and uncles who look after them in children's homes, and they get to spend a few weeks by the sea in France every summer. Every year, adults accompany them. Most are artists who let children have a go at various activities. Miroslav Janek also went along. He was invited to show his craft, animation and documentary film.
It came to me the idea to bring down an animation camera, a special camera that can register frame by frame, and therefore it allows you to do animations. And we would start animating all kinds of objects that were at hand, like stones and pieces of wood, etc. We would just go and say every day, what shall we animate today? We just wanted to move, have something moving. You know, somebody would have a little suitcase full of shells, and we say, okay, what shall we do with them? And then we came up with a little simple story of what could happen with the seashells. We didn't know how it was going to end up, but we knew, let's say, first stage. By the time you get to the point that you planned out, you already have many other ideas how it will continue. So you continue until they call you for lunch. The first summer, we shot about 15 minutes of this kind of shots. And then I came back, I edited these pieces together without any sense, without any special meaning. I just edited, put some music, some sound effects so that the kids could see what actually is the result of this foolish, you know, moving of objects by a couple inches and then going click on the camera, moving couple inches, click, moving, click. There are really many pieces of film that they shot themselves and that somehow gives us a report about their life, about their background, about their feelings, etc.
Vítám vás u pořadu Alkoholik. Právě jdu po cestě a nějaký alkoholik chlastá.
For example, this boy interviews an imaginary alcoholic.
Zeptat, proč pijete? Moje mamka už dávno zdechla, umřela. Fotr se teďka ožral.
Why do you drink? He asks the alcoholic. My mother is dead and father is wasted in hospital. I wish he was dead.
Milá maminko, jsem nemocná, mám neštovice.
Hi, Mum. I am ill. I have chicken pox. I'm covered in cream and I'm not allowed to go to school. I don't want to live without Daddy. I don't know him. He's never visited us here. The aunt from the children's home has told us that our father can't take us to his home. I'm going to have a new mum and dad soon. I want her to be pretty, good, and to like me. I want her to look after me when I'm sick. I'm going to learn with my new dad. When I have my own children, I'm going to look after them, and I'm not going to abandon them as you did. Please write to me, Mummy. Yours, Andy and Sandy.
Ahoj, maminko, tvoje Andy a Sunny.
Have you tried to contact parents of these children?
Why should I try to contact them? I had absolutely not for one second thought about going to visit any parents and talk to them. What would you think you would achieve? At the very beginning of the shooting, I already decided that there will be no adults, no parents, no aunts, no uncles, no artists working with the children, only the children themselves. So maybe I just erased them from my mind.
Maminko, mám tě ráda.
Mum, I like you very much. I was upset, but I know that you don't have money. You know that I pray that we will be together again one day. Sandra, you, Mummy, and me. I'm not angry with you anymore, and I will never be angry again. I swear. You are all mine, only mine, and Sandra's. You are only ours, 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 simply ours, 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 only ours.
A prostě úplně naše.
What was reaction of children when they saw it, when they saw the movie?
Well, the reaction was very childish, you know. They would just scream at seeing themselves or laughing at somebody, one of their friends who was doing something funny or whatever. Very childish reactions. I don't think that they conceived it as a, or they understood it as the adults do.
Paní sociální, já bych chtěla jít k mamince domů.
Dear lady from the social services, I would like to go home to my mummy. I really would like it very, very much. Mrs. Social Worker, my mum will come on Friday. I know it because she told me so. And she's going to bring me an angel. Mrs. Social Worker, I beg you, I would like to go to my mummy. I would like us to be together.
It is too early to say what the impact of the movie will be. The majority of the children starring in the movie have been taken into foster care, and some of them have returned to their own families. It is time to shut the door, says Miroslav Janek.